Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he lived in a 200-plus-year-old plantation house. Was it a surprise that a blue orb showed up at his Halloween party?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, why not share it with us? You can call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get an ad-free version of the show. With that, you'll also get the advance episodes, access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. If you go through Apple Podcasts, you get to try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, my sister Kathy with me today. This story
how you doing?
Oh, good, good, good. This story today is like something, when I read the story, I was like, oh my God, this is a place Kathy and I would love to tour. I wouldn't want to live there, but I think it sounds fascinating. A 200-plus-year-old plantation house.
That is amazing. And you know, absolutely, I would love to go there. But am I surprised that a blue orb showed up?
Oh.
No. Yeah. What surprises me is like there weren't 37 blue orbs show up in a house that haunted.
The interesting thing is like just how active this orb was. It's interesting. Well, let's just dive in now that I said that. So it says, hello, Tony, Carol, Todd, Kathy, and Harper. This is Matt. I'm a longtime listener of at least 5 years. Thank you, Matt. I wrote in The Woman by the Water about the dream visitation by my grandmother, Ninny. I have one more story to tell. I would guess with this house, he probably has quite a lot more stories to tell.
I would think so too.
Because he kind of does an overview, but this is the one that he shares is really good. So he says, when I was about six, we moved into a 200-plus-year-old plantation in Virginia that my mother, granddad, aunt, and I refurbished. You know, in a 200-plus-year-old tobacco plantation, almost sounds like it would be like living in a museum, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Sound like that? It says the house sat empty since the 50s. And despite its age and years of neglect, it was in relatively good condition. I don't know that I could live there. It was three stories, had three chimneys.
Like 50 years or 60 years or something.
It doesn't say the year they moved in.
But it could have been.
But in the 50s, like.
40 years or something.
Yeah. Oh, golly. So it says it had three chimneys. Each chimney had a fireplace or wood stove on every level because they would have to have that to heat it. The fireplaces all had hand-carved mantles. The ground floor was stone with hand-hewn 18-inch beams. The second floor had tall paned windows that nearly reached the 13-foot ceilings and plastered walls with wainscoting. Did I say that right, or is it wainscoting?
I always say wainscoting.
Okay, let's go with wainscoting, because when it came out as wainscoting, that didn't feel right to me. The third floor had two bedrooms, each with its own staircase leading up to them. I mean, the house sounds fascinating, doesn't it? I mean, a tour would be okay. Living there would be something else. So it says, we experienced a couple of odd happenings through the years of living there. There were nights I would hear footsteps coming up the staircase to my bedroom on the third floor. The steps would come just to the end of the wall, blocking my view of the staircase. I would never hear the steps retreat as if someone was just standing there on the top step. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
On several occasions, I gathered the courage to get out of bed and go look down the staircase, and every time, there would be no one there. I remember being home alone once and all the doors slamming shut at the same time.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Another time I was cleaning my room and all of my posters fell off the wall. Both times there were no windows open and the house was still. On many occasions, my keyboard would randomly play the Fur Elise demo. Okay, at the same time, Kathy. A one, two, three, da 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 da
Yep.
When I was around 9 years old, I was in Boy Scouts. We were having a Halloween party at my house because what better place than a creepy old plantation house? My mom, my fellow scouts, and some of their parents were all gathered in the kitchen eating peeled grape eyeballs, spaghetti yes. brains, etc. Kathy and I did that in our own haunted house.
Mm-hmm. We did that as well.
And we would like blindfold people. It's like, reach in here. These are the eyeballs.
Yes, this is the brains, you know, or whatever.
The intestines. When outside the window, a few of us noticed a pulsating flame blue glow. We ran outside to find the source of light, and beside the chimney, all the way at the peak of the roof of the third floor, was a bright blue orb of pulsating light just hovering a few feet out from the house. We watched, mesmerized, as the orb slowly descended from the third floor all the way down to just above our reach. That's what's crazy about that, because you hear of orbs, and normally you see them in videos and photographs, but to actually see one come from a third floor just to right above you,
that would really be crazy,
wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So it says, it then started to float out into the yard. It pulsed and bounced gently, staying just out of reach. We were all walking under it, arms outstretched, trying to touch it, but the orb stayed just beyond our fingertips. We followed it for like a good 25 feet until eventually it faded away. That was when the fear and excitement kicked in. We scattered into chaos, yelling, laughing, screaming, running as fast as we could into the house, asking, "What was that? How did you do that? Did you see that?" I had initially thought it was a decoration, a prank, or something my mom or one of the parents had done for the party, but we couldn't figure out how. When we explained what we saw, they all swore they had seen the events transpire from the kitchen window, but had nothing to do with it. From then on, my friends called my house the Haunted Mansion. Years later, as an adult myself, I asked Mom if she remembered the blue orb. She did, and maintained that she had nothing to do with it. We talked about what it could have been. It's possible it was swamp, gas, or ball lightning. I don't know a thing about either one of those things.
No, I have heard of ball lightning before, but that would seem very dangerous.
Well, and it's interesting.
To have electricity.
Yeah, and it's interesting, like it was almost taunting the kids or playing with the children. I don't know if it was a taunting or a playfulness.
And it came down
because it could have gone anywhere, but it went right on top of where the kids were.
Yeah.
He says, "I don't think it was either of those things. It seemed to have an intelligence. It cautiously approached us and led us through the yard, giving us that feeling of calmness, amusement, and curiosity. Furthermore, the way it stayed just beyond our fingertips and pulsed and bounced seemed playful." That's my story. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the program. Thank you for the years of entertainment, thus making my job tolerable. Have a great day, Matt. Well, thanks for that story, Matt. That's really interesting.
That's a good story. I blue orbs are traditionally good orbs, right?
They're orbs with good energy. I think so.
Yeah.
Because when we went back to visit that house at the building that you had in Iowa, we got that picture with a very blue orb. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like, when we looked it up, it didn't say anything about it being scary it wasn't scary at the time. Yeah. We didn't see it until we saw the picture.
Yeah, I think blue orbs are usually orbs that are associated with good, more playful, good.
Because that's good what orbs. I remember too. Let's see.
And
what?
Because of that, it kind of lines up with what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. It says blue orbs are all often associated with protection, peace, and calm. Mm-hmm. It's to represent truth, faith, wisdom, and heaven. Oh, when you see blue orbs around you, it could signify that your guardian angel is trying to protect you or send you a message.
Okay.
And blue orbs of light seem to indicate power or protection and may represent some sort of truth. A blue orb may serve as encouragement and a sign that you're not alone. That's interesting. So it doesn't seem like threatening.
No, it doesn't. That's why I didn't think blue orbs were. And so it's kind of interesting that it took on more of a playful approach with these kids, like it wanted to interact with them.
But what a thing to see, too. Because even...
And everybody saw it. Yeah. Not just them, but the adults all saw it. And then later in his life, his mom could have fessed up at that time had she done something. I don't know how she could have done it.
And why would you not admit to it after, you know, okay, now you're an adult.
After all those years.
You're right. I did that. But how would you logistically even do that? Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know how you would fabricate that.
Especially, I don't know what year that happened, but my guess is a few years back. You know, like to create an orb that the kid, you almost have to be some sort of light designer or something.
You know, now you could maybe go buy one of those little boxes that you shoot up on your house and it makes snowflakes or whatever. But you could do, maybe there's some way you could make, but I don't know, you know, this was years ago that we had those sorts of things to do that with.
And seriously, if your kids are young, they're in Boy Scouts, so they're young. And you're going to have a Halloween party and they're doing the peeled grapes and the spaghetti and stuff. Like you would do like some, ooh, like you wouldn't go, right. I got an idea. Let's figure out how to get a blue orb up to the third floor and the kids are going to see it. And then it'll come down and just stay out of their reach. Like,
yeah. And it'll just dance around them.
Yeah. You would have dressed up like. You would have put a sheet over you.
Now, well, I had a party one time, and it was a scary party, and I honestly think we were doing the Ouija board. And all of a sudden, somebody banged on the window and yelled at us. And of course, we all screamed. There were probably five or six girls, and we were all terrified and everything. Well, it was my mom.
Which is so weird, because she was not even like that.
I know, like, but she decided she wanted to give us a scare, so she put on a dark coat with a hood and all this stuff, and then, you know, banged on the window, and we all screamed, you know. Well, and so then, you know, later she fessed up to it, and it was funny and whatever. And it, especially years later. And then to sit there, and you both kind of try to figure out how it happened.
Mom would have
really suggests to me that even mom was like, you know,
but also look at where you're living, a 200 plus year old plantation house. You have things walking around and doors slamming shut and all that shit happening.
I would love to know what his mom saw, like not just that night, but other times. Like,
you know, she had to have had experiences.
Yeah. Don't you think?
Yes.
He needs to ask her that, you know.
So I think Matt actually has way more stories.
I think so, too.
I do. So we've got another one.
Okay.
It's a phone call, so let's go.
My name is Amanda, and I'm going to call in with a ghost story. I've been listening for a couple months now and decided it was time. So my ghost story begins, sadly, with a death of a really, really close friend. And this person was a big influence in our lives. I am really close friends with his wife. And about a year after his passing, well, exactly a year after his passing, his wife and her kiddos go on a trip to Hawaii. And my family and I are house-sitting for them, and a few things started happening while we were there. First of all, there's a Xbox that we're watching Netflix on the TV, and it has a Kinect, and with the Kinect, you can talk to it. You can say Xbox, and it'll ask you what you want to do, what controls you want to use on the Xbox. And I didn't know this until actually just a few days ago, but the Kinect would only ever recognize Jack's voice, a friend of ours that has passed, and it wouldn't work for anybody else. So, and we weren't talking to it, but it would pop up while we were watching a show, and it would say, what do you want to do? And then it would start fast-forwarding. It was always, like, fast-forwarding. And we hadn't asked to do that. We didn't want it to fast-forward. It was actually kind of annoying. That happened several times. And then one night, we were watching this animated movie, Jack and the Cuckoo Clock Heart. And really good movie, and there was really pretty music on it. My husband wanted to look up the music, so he did. He went on their computer and looked it up. And then we went to bed, not too long afterwards. And I wake up several hours later to this music blaring really loudly, and I follow the sound back to the computer, which is sound asleep. The computer is asleep. And I have to wake it up, which takes, you know, several moments. It's kind of an older computer or whatever. And sure enough, the video is playing in the background. So I stop it, and this time, you know, turn the computer off, because I just, you know, don't want to get woken up again to blaring music. And then finally, one of the last things that kept happening while we were there was kind of silly. They had assignments, you know, where it tells you which button to push with the sound, and you push the button in the sequence. And so I was playing that a lot while I was there. Well, the green button kept being pressed when nobody was pressing the button, or would light up like it was being pressed when I wasn't pressing it, and it kept messing up my game of Simon. And it was just kind of annoying again. And Jack was a huge goofball. He would totally mess with you all the time just for fun. So it was totally something that he would have done. But so I, you know, this is a few days into the house sitting, and there's several days to go, and I'm just like finally like, Jack, what's going on? Are you worried because they're not here, you know, and we are? And so I was like, you know, just know that they're safe. They're in Hawaii. They're having a good time. Everything's fine. And nothing else happened after that. So there you go. That's my ghost story. I hope you enjoy it, and maybe I will hear it on the air sometime. Love your show. Totally addicted to it now, and really love what you guys do. You guys crack me up. All right. Have a good day.
So thanks for that story. Do you think that was her friend?
You know what? I kind of do.
I kind of do, too.
And I think that I'm surprised we don't hear more of these tech sorts of ghost in the machine stories.
Because the weirdest one I thought was the hearing the music from the computer.
Oh,
and then when
just...
you go to your computer's asleep. So,
but it's even just creepy, like if you're in bed and then all of a sudden, like you hear the TV on or you hear music from somewhere. That really is disturbing.
How does music just start when your computer's asleep? Because it takes a few minutes for it to do that.
And there it was playing when she opened it up. So, yes, I kind of think it was. And then once again, the appropriate thing finally came when she just said, you know, Jack.
Is it you?
You know, let's sort this out a little bit. You know, are you upset they're gone? And don't be, they're okay. They're coming back. They went to Hawaii. It's fine, you know, whatever. And just talk to them. And let him know. And that seemed to be enough. So I kind of think it was him just messing with them.
But she also thought it was something he would do. You know, that was his personality to like F with you when you're playing Simon.
That might be a way that certain spirits can connect is using computers or TVs.
And electrical stuff. You know, that's always been, you know, lights coming on and off and the TV turning on and off. That's pretty common.
Right. So I think it's possible. I think we'll hear more and more of them, don't you?
Yeah. Now that we've had this conversation,
I'm so scared the music is going to start playing real loud in the middle of the night.
Like if I go to bed tonight and music starts playing in here and I'm like in the other room and I'm like, what is this? My computer's asleep. It shouldn't be playing any music.
You know, a while back, it wasn't that long ago, I woke up in the middle of the night and, you know, I'm like a lot of people. I'm kind of awake and sleep and, you know, I wake up quite a bit and I'm laying in bed and I'm looking out and I'm just kind of looking down the foot of my bed and my door is, you know, down there and the door opens into a hall where there's, you know, another bedroom on the quick to the right if you're going out the door. And I'm laying there and I go, what is this light? And I look at it and I realize that the other bedroom door is shut and the light is on in there. So you see the light, you know, above kind of like around the door a little bit. I mean, I know it wasn't on that light when I went to bed. I would have seen
known.
Yeah, I would have seen it on, you know, the hall. Whenever I go to bed at night, I flip the lights off and the hall's dark. I like, okay, get up. And I walk to the hall and down to the bedroom, the other bedroom. And I look in there and the light's on. I just flipped it off and went back to bed. But it's a creepy feeling, like in the night when a light's on or when music just starts playing or something.
It's like, okay, I'm trying to sleep. Would y'all leave the lights alone?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I can't handle it.
No, absolutely not.
I don't know if you had a friend that passed and that seemed like something he or she would do. It might be a little, I still think it would scare the shit out of me, kind of, but thinking it might be my friend, maybe that wouldn't be quite so scary.
Yeah. Jack, I love you, but you're scaring me.
Can't do that shit, Jack.
Yeah.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. You can call in at 855-853-4802, or you can write in realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather listen without the ads, you can do that. You also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks so much for listening.